السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ایک لفظ
حضور سیز دیٹ دیر از ون ورڈ کالڈ حسیب دا میننگ آف دیٹ از اکارڈنگ ٹو ڈکشنری دا ون ہو ٹیکس دی اکاؤنٹ دی ون ہو کالز پیپل ٹو اکاؤنٹ آر دا ون ہو از سفیشینٹ اینڈ آلسو گیونگ ریکمپنسیشن اکارڈنگ ٹو دی ایکشن. کامل طور پر آل دیز ایٹریبیوٹس ان اٹس دیئر پرفیکٹ فارم دے کین ناٹ بی فاؤنڈ ان اینی ہیومن بینگ ٹو دی ان دی فل سینس اینڈ اف دیر واز اینی ون ہو واز پرفیکٹ ان دیز میٹرز دین اٹ از اونلی دا بینگ آف اللہ المائٹی. اللہ تعالیٰ کی دیئر فور دس از ون آف دی ایٹریبیوٹس آف اللہ المائٹی وچ از نون ایز الحسیب.
بس یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی ذات ہی ہے.
So this is Allah Almighty in which all these points which have been mentioned, all these attributes, they are found. And He is the one according to our different situations who demonstrates this attribute according to the various needs and situations. Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran in several verses has been mentioned in various verses of the Holy Quran. I am going to present some verses today in which Allah Almighty has mentioned this attribute in relation to various commandments, or as a matter of warning it has been mentioned therein. First of all, in Surah Nisa is 87 verse, Allah Almighty says, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا وَرُدُّوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا.
اگر تمہیں کوئی خیر سگالی کا تحفہ پیش کیا جائے,
if some present is presented to you, then you give something better than that, or at least return that one. Certainly Allah Almighty is going to take account of everything. In this verse, one aspect, a very fundamental matter regarding the commandments of Islam has been mentioned, which is not only related to the good, is the guarantee and the surety of the good attitude towards the treatment of your own people our own people, and also in order to expand your relationship to the others. There is a great useful recipe has been mentioned in that. In this verse, the Muslims have been advised that they should have not only the good feelings and sentiments regarding other people, and not only the exhortation has been made, but also it is mentioned that if at the meeting somebody says to you, expresses his good sentiments, says salam, or give you such a prayer which is going to beautify your life and the hereafter, so then it is also your responsibility that you give him something greater by way of prayer. And Allah Almighty said that this would be such a good moral and social responsibility of yours, that if you don't discharge it, then in front of Allah Almighty you will be accountable for that. This beauty is only to be found in Islam, that on meeting one another, these meaningful words have been taught, that in order to express your sentiments, you have to use these words, and on the time of meeting one another, you have to express your sentiments in these words. And also on that occasion, you are instructed to say, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. That is to say that you are safeguarded from all types of difficulties and problems. Now this prayer is such that if from the bottom of the heart one is going to offer this one to another one, then love and affection and the sentiments of brotherhood would be there. All types of enmities will go away. And similarly, the one who is given this salam, he is instructed that you also reciprocate these sentiments of love and affection and give the reply in a better way. And what is the better form of that? When a person says, Wa alaikum assalam, that peace be upon you, then he should also add Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, that the mercy of Allah Almighty and also the bounties of Allah be upon you. Or at least it is said that at least you say that much, whatever has been conveyed to you by way of sentiments. So this is such a good principle which establishes peace in society. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam very emphatically and very strongly has admonished the believers that you try to propagate this practice of exchanging salam and greetings. And the companions, they used to try to excel one another. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was so much mindful of this. And how he used to propagate and popularize and train the companions in this matter, that is mentioned in some ahadith. Hazrat Qalda bin Hanbal says that Safwan bin Umayya, he asked me that the milk and some meat of deer and some vegetables to present to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And without permission, I went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and without offering the greeting of salam. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that first you go out and then you say assalamu alaikum and seek the permission to come in, and then you are allowed to come in. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not consider that this is a young boy, and if he has come without permission, no harm in it. But immediately he took care of his tarbiyat, because the good morals, they are to be taught to the children at a very young age. And one thing is that without permission, no one should ever go into the house of someone. Always seek permission before entering. And then the best way of seeking permission is to say Assalamu alaikum. You seek the permission in such a way which creates the atmosphere of love and affection, through which you are offering your sincere prayers, and also you get the prayers in response. and this system of exchanging of greetings and prayers should continue. So when a person offers the greeting and salam, offers the say, then the same salam is returned to him. So this is a continuation of exchanging the greetings and gifts between the people. And then the Holy Prophet and when he gave the permission to certain companions to sit on the way, so then he mentioned that this is also the right of sitting on the way, that all those passers-by, you have to say salam to those people. Why it is so important? Because a mu'min, a believer, is a guarantee for the peace of others. If Muslims consider this thing, then from among the teachings of Islam regarding the establishment of peace, this very command of it becomes the guarantee and surety for establishing the peace. But unfortunately, the people forget the teachings of Islam and they are cutting the necks of others. The companions were so mindful of that one day a companion, he came to another companion and of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and asked him to go to the market. They both went to the market and they just after exchanging the greeting, they came back. And after a few days, then the same companion came to the same person and asked him to go to the market again. He said that if you really intend to buy something, then you should go. But if, like the last time, you just go there and come back without any shopping, then what is the benefit of that? So the first companion replied that I go to the market with this intention that I will be saying salam and greeting to others, and in response I should also get the their prayers and greetings. And in order to popularize this practice of salam and greeting, that is the purpose of my going to the market. So this was the condition of the companions, that they used to comply with the even smaller instructions so meticulously, and particularly Ahmadis should pay special attention to this one, and they should try to give a better reply when they are offered the greetings of salam. And this is the thing which can establish peace and tranquility in our atmosphere, in our society, and the feelings of sentiments and love and affection, people will be reminded of that. Huzur says that Allah Almighty says that Allah Almighty will this action of yours and this action of conveying the message of peace to other people, Allah Almighty is going to reward you for that. You are going to be rewarded for that. If you hold the hand with is offered to you with greetings and peace, and you will give the reply by way of prayer, then you will be rewarded for that. And if you reject that hand, then you will be accountable before God Almighty. Allah Almighty says that He will take the account on this matter. In this age and time, now we see another angle of that peace and tranquility as a surety and the guarantee of that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sent, his advent was there. He, for the sake of the real peace in the world and the whole universe, for this very purpose, in his literature and his book, he has given the message repeatedly. But generally, the people of the world, which includes a large number of the Muslims, they have not only not responded to this one favorably, but just contrary to the commandment of Allah Almighty, instead of returning a good present, they have used foul languages and abuses, and they hurled all these things to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And despite the fact that he said that I have come from Allah and I have come for your betterment, and I have come to so that I should establish a link between you and God Almighty, and along with the members of the along with the followers of other religions, the Muslims also opposed him. Their duty was that that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the message which he brought for the peace of mankind, those people who believed in him, so these people, according to the, they should become the manifestation of the fulfillment of his prophecies, and they should say the salam to the Imam of the age, and they should have helped the Imam of the age in order to spread the message of peace. And this Imam who has been established by Allah Almighty. And the days of the victories of Islam, they should become the helpful for this noble cause. But instead of that, on the other side, just opposite to this one, following by the so-called ulama, these Muslims in general, they totally forgot these commandments following these so-called ulama. And they forgot the message given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I said, they not only forgot that, but as opposed to the peace, they became extremist. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam, how much he had this feeling and how much affection and love he had in his heart for the people. There is one example which I'm going to quote. He says that today, in order to clinch the argument for the opponents, I have intended that the opponents and the I should be publishing 40 leaflets for the benefit of these people, so that on the day of judgment, this should serve as a proof that the purpose for which I have been sent, I have fulfilled that. So now, with great respect and modesty, I say to the ulamas and the leaders of the Muslim Ummah and the ulama of the Christians and the Muslim scholars of the Muslims and the Hindu ulama and Hindu scholars and Christian scholars, I inform them all that I have been sent to reform the moral and the doctrinal problems in and I am in the following in the footsteps of Hazrat Masih Jesus Christ, and that is why I am called the promised Messiah. And I have been commanded that with the help of these outstanding teachings of Islam, I should be establishing the truth of Islam. I am opposed to this thing that for the propagation of religion sword should be used, and for the sake of religion the blood of the people should be there. And I am determined to remove all these difficulties and these problems from the Muslims, and with meek and humbleness, with modesty, and I have to invite these people to the paths of modesty and righteousness. I give a message to the Muslims, to the Christians, to the Hindus, to the Aryas. I want to explain this point fully to them, that there is no one whom I take as my enemy. I love the mankind in such a way as a very compassionate mother loves her children, rather more than that. I am just opposed to those false doctrines which are just denying the truth. The welfare of mankind is my responsibility, and falsehood and association of partner with Allah Almighty and injustice and bad morals, I just oppose all these things. And the real cause of my feeling of passion and love is that I have found a gold mine, and I have discovered these mine of gems, and a very beautiful diamond I have found from this mine, and the value of that is that and that gem and that diamond is so much valuable that if I am going to distribute it over all the members of the humanity, then everybody would be much more wealthy than the one who is having the most of the wealth. And what is that diamond? And that is God Almighty. And what is the meaning of getting that is to recognize Him and to believe in Him, and with great love and affection have an establish a relationship with that, and to get the true blessings from that Allah. So after having all that wealth, so when I have found this, it will be unjust totally if I deprive the people from these people. my heart, after looking at their bad situation, I am completely restless. And when I look at their difficult situations, it is like, I am feeling my life difficult. I wish that their hearts, their houses should be filled with the blessings of Allah Almighty. And these blessings should be so much in their given to them that which is even more than what the capacity they have. So look how beautifully and how much compassion and kindness he is expressing his sentiments and feelings. That in order to the right of the people, the how beautifully Hazrat Masih Maud has mentioned this point. So, Inna Allah kana ala kulli shayin hasiba, that Allah Almighty is going to take the account of each and everything. How Allah Almighty is going to take account from these people, this is known to Allah. But those people who are not following these instructions of the Holy Prophet Masih Maud, not only rejecting him, but they are opponents and defaulters. But if the Muslims, they think over this point and the difficulties and the trials through which they are passing at this time, and in some cases, in some places, they are being victim of disgrace and insult, so then this must create some sort of fear in their hearts, provided they have the habit of reflecting upon things and pondering over these things. So, is it not the case that Allah Almighty has started taking the account in this very world, despite the fact that they are the member of the best Ummah and they are the people who are extending their hands, begging from other people? And that is why the anti-Islamic forces, they are forcing their will upon the Muslims and making them to submit to that one. So we are the Ahmadis, we believe firmly that the victory of Islam is the something which is destined, and this is going to be the true lover of the promise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it is very important that Muslims should be reminded, and this is also the responsibility of the Ahmadis, that they should remind these people that this Messiah of the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should understand his message which he has brought, and this Messiah of Muhammad, and in order to understand his feelings and passions, understanding his message in obedience to the command of Allah, they should return back the sentiments in a better form, and that is only in this way, by following him truly and in letter and spirit. And this is only possible when, as I said, that this obedience will be there only when they are going to join his community. And then you see that how much power is granted to the Muslims, and then you see how much they are going to restore their lost glory. And the message of love and affection of Islam, how quickly it spreads in the world. And when this will be there, then this will be from on behalf of these Muslims, then this will be the great message of which the Holy Prophet ﷺ brought, which was for the betterment of the mankind. This would be a humble effort of returning that same great message which was brought there. And I wish that the Muslims should understand this point. And we are also able, the message of the life-giving message of Islam, by joining the accepting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and joining the devoted follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should be able to convey that message to the end of the earth. This is our responsibility, and this is one of our obligation, because our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for this very purpose, he had so much deep passions for it, that Allah Almighty has mentioned this point in the Holy Quran, and Allah Almighty says in one verse of Surah Tawbah, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رُسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That certainly a prophet from among them has come to you, and it is very undesirable for you that you should suffer for anything, and for your betterment he is very keen and very desirous, and he is very compassionate and kind to the believers. So in this verse, the mu'mins, the believers and the non-believers, the good sentiments of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been mentioned. And earlier on, the extract which I read from the Promised Messiah, following the example of his master and his guide, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was written in that way. And this kindness in the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the whole of mankind, and his agony and his passions, how beautifully it has been mentioned this. And it has been said to the believers and to the non-believers, and that this point, that this great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is something which grieves him too much. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he finds these non-believers in distress, despite the fact, Allah Almighty says that you have put to hardship this Prophet and his believers, and by killing them or to stopping their provisions reaching them, but still the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for these foolish people, for these unjust people, in their distress his heart was so much throbbing in such a way, just like the heart of the mother throbbing for the kindness of the children. And these were the atrocities and aggressions which were committed by the non-believers upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these things, they did not take away this compassion and kindness from the heart of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this passion, it is this passion of affection and love which Allah Almighty addressing the disbelievers, Allah Almighty says that you people, this is the heartfelt desire and the compassion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that always puts him into great worry, that he wishes very much that you should be guided to the right path and you should accept and you should be saved from the punishment of Allah Almighty. So this very passion, this should be, this was also in the heart of the devoted follower and the great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this should be in the members of his community as well, that they should not only try to convey the message to the people but through special prayers, but they should also they should pray that these efforts should become fruitful, and they should seek help from Allah Almighty for this very purpose. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and entering into this jamaat of this greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his devoted servant is a great thing, and following the instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sentiments of love and affection, we are the people who present these sentiments to the Imam of the Sage. And as such, we are among those believers who to their master, they follow his example, and they give the message of kindness to the people of the world. And in the kindness to these people, they are showing them the right path. And they are in effort of showing them the right path. And for this purpose, they are putting themselves into hardship. An Ahmadi, his life, his property, and time and honor, and this promise of sacrificing all that is for that very purpose. Because of faith, if anybody is out of his home, that is an Ahmadi. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioning the condition of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, actually Allah Almighty has told us that more than you, he suffered the injustices and the aggression of these people. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart was filled with the love of affection and compassion for these people. So you should also never ever have any rancor or enmity in your hearts, because you are the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You, because of the belief, you are among those people. You have believed in the Imam of the age, so you have been counted among those people for whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had prayed. And till the last day, these blessings will bring their blessings to all the Muslims, all the followers. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not only Rauf and Rahim, very compassionate and kind to the people of his age and time. Rather, the prayers which he offered in during the dark pitch night, the benefit of that is always reaching to the believers. And in order to partake a share from that, according to our own abilities and capacity, we should also try to have kind treatment among self, and we should keep this point in front of us, and we should treat nicely other people, and overlooking the faults of brothers, and we should be very kind and courteous and forgiving, and we should show such examples so that we can try to establish such a society, the foundation of which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid the foundation of that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place that through devotion and through determination that is granted to a person at a time when he comes under the sheet of Allah Almighty and becomes like a shade of Allah, and then in the kindness of mankind he finds an agony in his heart for the kindness of mankind. Our Prophet, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was greatest in this condition from all other prophets. He could not see the difficulty of these people and the torture of these people. That is why Allah Almighty says, Azizun alayhi ma'anittum, that this Prophet cannot see you in distress. So therefore, fattabiuni, following this commandment, so according to your own capabilities, it is also a responsibility that we should have this thinking, and these passions should be created in us, and in order to give the benefit to the people of the world, we should try our level best. In the last verse of Surah Tawbah, once again Allah Almighty has mentioned that your kindness and your conveying the message to those people and to those people who are not your believers and those who are disbelievers, if it does not affect the disbelievers, and these people, they go on in their aggression and mistreatment, and they don't pay any attention to what you say to them, and they turn back to you, so you tell them that Allah Almighty is enough for me. Allah Almighty says, فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. If they turn away, so you tell them that Allah Almighty is good enough for me, and there is no one worthy of worship. I entirely depend upon him, and he is the Lord of the glorious throne. So, so these people who disbelieved him and those who turned away from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not suffer any loss as a result of these people turning back to him, because he was sent from Allah Almighty. And the history of religion tells us that those people who disbelieve, they turn away, and they face the destruction and annihilation. But the prophets are not at all affected by that. Allah Almighty is good enough for them. They are the ambassadors of Allah Almighty, Allah the One. And as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the ambassador of Allah Almighty, representative of Allah Almighty, he was the chief of the Prophet. On him the Sharia was completed. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is also alleged that God forbid he wanted to establish his state. So for that Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran, his reply has been recorded. And and that reply is that I don't need وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, that he is the one who رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, he is the proprietor of the lofty throne. And I am just trying to establish the glory and the supremacy of that glorious God, not for my own demonstration of any power, but I am inviting you to that Lord who is the Lord of the glorious throne. And I am the greatest lover of that. So these temporary worldly powers, I have got nothing to do with them, neither in Arab nor elsewhere. And nowhere in the world I am in need of any power. Rather, I want to establish the kingdom of Allah Almighty. And that is what I am going to establish. Because when that kingdom of Allah Almighty is going to be established, so then my kingdom will also be established there. But not on the worldly thrones, but rather it will be on the hearts of the believers. And the world was witness to it, that how his kingdom was established on the hearts of the people. And today, in this age and time, through the Masih Muhammadi, in the world, in order to convey the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty, how beautifully he is fulfilling his promise with us. And today, the followers of the Masih Muhammadi today, they are trying to convey this message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the far ends of the world. And as our Master said, they hasbi Allah, that Allah Almighty is good enough for us. The same sort of example, because of the blessing of our Master, our guide, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are also seeing the same examples today. And despite all the oppositions and a great manifestation of hasbi Allah, that Allah Almighty is good enough for us, that we are seeing today. And we have to follow the teachings, because we are spreading the teachings and the Sharia of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he brought, the same according to this commandment of the Holy Quran. We are spreading this message, we are spreading the message of the Quran which was revealed upon him, so that in the world the love and affection and atmosphere of brotherhood should be established, so that the world they may have firm belief in their Creator, Allah Almighty, so that the world, the people are mindful towards discharge of the duties towards fellow beings, and the atmosphere of peace is established everywhere. And for this very purpose, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sent in this age and time. He says in one place that the job for which Allah Almighty has appointed me, that job is that between God and his mankind, the impurity that has been there, that should be removed, and that link should be established once again. And I should do away with the religious wars and establish the foundation of peace. And those beauties which have been hidden from the eyes of the people, I should exhibit that. And that humanity which has been trampled upon, that I should show the good examples of that. And those powers which are shown acquired by total submission to Allah Almighty, not through words but through actions, I should be able to demonstrate that. That is to say that he wanted to change in his conditions, not through the words. And this is actually the thing which every Ahmadi should be having in him, that he should not be simply talking, he should in tabligh, his own condition should be such which would be visible to the people that he is doing real effort to become a true believer. He says that most importantly, that that beautiful unity of Allah Almighty, which is pure from all types of mixture of association of partners, which is extinct at this time, newly I should be showing this and sow a seed of that, and that will be done through the help of Allah Almighty. That will be done through the help of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty enable us that this purpose, very important purpose, in order to achieve this purpose, we should be able to devote each all our capabilities and our powers and all the worries of the world should be away from us. There should be no greed of the world, and for the achievement of this high noble purpose, we should continue to work for that, and the purpose for which the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam took place, and which I have mentioned, and the word Hasbi Allah, Alayhi Tawakkalto, and these two words should always be in front of us. Allah Almighty is good enough for us, and we depend upon Him. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله